Dear friends, welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege to read Parashas Beshalach. And of course, center stage in the Parashas Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. And that miracle was tremendous on so many levels. Of course, on a basic level, it remedied an acute logistical need to get away from the Egyptians. But on a greater level, it represented the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the culmination of the Exodus. Because even when we left Egypt, we recognized that our Egyptians' tormentors were still there. And in fact, then we saw them actually chasing us. And when the waves of the Yam Suf come crashing down upon them, Klal Yisrael knew with absolute certainty that Egyptian servitude and bondage had come to an end. And with that end, they had the ability to truly begin and embrace in Eretz Hashem the destiny which lied ahead. But I want to draw your attention to what I think is probably one of the most perplexing exchanges in the entire Torah. So imagine the scene. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the head of Klal Yisrael, is standing at the banks of the Yam Suf, the banks of the Red Sea. The Egyptians are in hot pursuit behind him. So the Pasuk says, Perek Yudalet Pasuk Tesvav, chapter 14, verse 15, Vayomer Shema Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma Titzak Eli, why are you crying out to me? Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Tell the Jewish people and to move forward. Tell them to go forward. V'yata, now you Moshe Rabbeinu, Harei Mismatcha, raise your staff. Go ahead, put it on the water, split the water, vayavo'u b'nei Yisrael b'seo chayam vayabash. And Klal Yisrael go into the water, midst of the water, into the land. And Rashi HaKadosh understands that from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma titzak elai, why are you crying out to me? That haya omed b'tfila. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening. He was davening, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, now is not the time to daven. Don't, why are you crying out to me? Go forward. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, see to the Jewish people, v'yiso, move forward into the sea. And it's such a strange exchange. You're Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, you've got the Egyptians behind you, a body of water in front of you. The Ribono Shel Olam has been choreographing everything in this entire moment. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu's entire leadership is choreographed. Moshe Rabbeinu is told what to do, how to do it, when to do it. And so if you're Moshe Rabbeinu and you find yourself in the midst of this difficult situation, the most natural, reflexive thing to do is to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it seems so strange, and it almost seems so kivyachal, like inappropriate, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would shut down Moshe Rabbeinu. Come on, what are you doing? Why are you wasting my time? Matitzakele, why are you crying out to me? Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Now is not the time for prayer, but now is the time for decisive action. Really? Every single time HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us what to do. Every single time he told us what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, what we're supposed to do, what you're supposed to do. So why now are you shutting down Moshe Rabbeinu? And perhaps to appreciate what's unfolding over here, we have to look at another story. You know, on the 14th of Shvat, is the yard site of the Pnei Yoshua, Rav Yaakov Yoshua Katz, who lived from 1680 to 1755, who becomes known by the title of his seminal work, Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua, for anyone who's ever learned in yeshiva, for anyone who's ever learned Gemara Be'iyun in depth, knows that the Pnei Yoshua is a partner, is your one of your best friends, when trying to go ahead and learn up a sugya. And in the introduction, the Pnei Yoshua writes about how this Sefer, Rav Falk Rav Yaakov Yoshua Falk Katz, goes ahead and writes, how did this Sefer come to fruition? And I want to quote to you from the introduction. He says as follows. He quotes about an event that happened on the 3rd of Kislev, 5463, November 23rd, 1702. And the Pnei Yoshua writes, I was sitting in my Beis Medrash in the city of Lvov. And he essentially writes that life was perfect. Life was idyllic. And then what happened? He speaks about, again, to make the story, there was a gunpowder storehouse in the city of Lvov. Somehow the gunpowder caught on fire and caused major explosions in the city. Killed many of the residents of Lvov. And the Pnei Yoshua writes, among those fatalities, he writes, Ubisocha Halolim, amongst those who were killed on that day, Migarai Besi Zu Ishti, my wife died. My wife was killed, he writes, V'ima V'avi'ima, ultimately again, her mother, her grandfather, and he said, we had a young child, a young daughter. The Gamkein, he said, Ad She'egia Gamkein Letzaras Habas Biti Hakitano, right? Achos Haisalani Uli'ima, V'chaviva alai b'yasar seis. We had one, he and his wife had one little girl. He said, a beautiful little girl who was so beloved to me beyond measure. And she too died in the explosions of Lvov. She too died in these terrible fires on November 23rd, 1702. And then the Pnei Yeshua says he was learning in his base medrash, and the building collapsed upon him. And he's sitting there literally buried under the rubble. And in those moments, the Pnei Yeshua writes, he's having a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, hearing the explosions, hearing the cries, buried under rubble, recognizing that this may be the end for him. This was the end of the road. And he says as follows, I want to quote to you. As Amarti Odena B'soch HaGal, as I was buried in the rubble, I said to myself the following. I said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Ye Elokim Imadi, Votzi'ani Mimah Makom Hazeh L'Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you get me out of this, if somehow you extract me from this, he says, I promise to do the following. V'yivne li bayis tema laharbis givuli b'tamidim, lo em na'atzmi me'kosle beis ha-medrash. The Pnei Yehoshua essentially makes a neder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you get me out of this circumstance, and he can remember, the Pnei Yehoshua had no idea what happened to his family. From the way that he's talking, it sounds like he knew, he felt that his wife was okay, his daughter was okay. He thought maybe what happened was localized to him. So in this tefillah, he doesn't speak about it. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you get me out of this, I will devote myself to your Torah. I'll devote myself to Talmidim. I will devote myself to writing a sefer which will forever change the way that Talmidim learn up a sugya in Gemara. That was the Kabbalah. That was the promise. That was the promise that he made literally while buried under the rubble. Ubazeh chashka nafshi leilech. And look what he writes. Ani, terem achale ledaber hadvar melibi. HaKadosh, so literally, as he was having this conversation with Hashem, Shama Hashem b'kol di, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard my voice. V'nasali mahalchem bein amudim kimin shvil mamish nasali v'yatzasi b'shalom b'li pega. Somehow I was able to see a path to get out of the rubble, and I was able to emerge virtually unscathed. This is the introduction of the Pnei Yehoshua. Again, Yard Site, 14th of Shvat today. Well, yes, yesterday. Today, recording this view on Tu B'Shvat, this yesterday, 14th of Shvat. And this was the genesis of the Sefer. And I've always been so struck by this introduction, so overwhelmingly moved by this introduction. Because what the Pnei Yehoshua is talking about over here is quite literally he was buried under the rubble. Quite literally he felt the weight of life bearing down upon him. And in those moments, it would have been so easy to give up. But instead, what the Pnei Yehoshua did was so incredible. He said, I'm ready to do something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm literally buried under this rubble. But if you give me a chance, here is what I'm going to accomplish. Here is what I'm going to do. It's incredible. The Pnei Yehoshua doesn't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are you? Get me out of the rubble. Where are you? Help me out of this. Extricate me from this. The Pnei Yehoshua didn't talk about what he needed God to do. But he spoke about what he was ready to do. If you let me get out of this, here is what I stand prepared to do. And the Pnei Yehoshua honored his word. Right, again, you can't see it on the camera. Right here within arm's reach. Right, the Pnei Yehoshua. Can't learn a Gemara without the Pnei Yehoshua. Where did it come from? Where did that sefer come from? That came from a man buried under rubble, feeling that he was at the end of his rope. But doesn't ask God for something. Instead, tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here's what I'm ready to do. Of course, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here's what I'm ready to do. I need you to get me out of this. But it's not just simply a tefillah. I'm in difficult circumstances. Extract me. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here's what I want to accomplish. Here's what I want to do. I can't do it if I die under this rubble. So get me out of here. And here's what I'm going to produce for you. And I've always felt this to be just like a tremendous metaphor for life as well. Because so often we find ourselves buried under the rubble. We find ourselves like buckling under the pressures and the difficulties of life. And the Pnei Yehoshua creates for us a model. So often when we're buried underneath the rubble and buckling underneath the burden, it's almost reflects, it's like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you to do this, I need you to do that. Pnei Yehoshua says, that's not how it works. It's not about what you're asking from God, it's about what you're asking from yourself. When you're in a difficult situation and you feel yourself buckling underneath the burden of life, what are you ready to do about it? What am I ready to do about it? What steps am I ready to take, either to extricate myself from underneath those burdens, from underneath that rubble? Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I need your help to get out, if I get out, what steps am I going to take to lead a meaningful and impactful and fulfilling life? Sometimes life is not about asking God what He's going to do, but it's about asking myself, what am I going to do? And perhaps that's the discussion between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. Perhaps there's a different way to read the pasuk. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma titzak elai. Why are you crying out to me, Ma? Ma, right? In other words, Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma, nu, what? Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, why are you screaming at me, Ma? Why are you asking me the what? Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Ask yourself the what. What do you need to do? Don't always reflexively turn to me first. But sometimes life, you have to learn the art of turning inward. Ma titzak elai. Why are you crying? Why are you crying out what to me? Moshe Rabbeinu, don't ask what I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am going to do. Moshe Rabbeinu, ask what you and Klal Yisrael are going to do. Don't ask me the Ma. Ask yourself the Ma. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach Moshe Rabbeinu that this was a pivotal moment of spiritual, theological, and religious pivoting. That, in other words, up until now, it was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing everything. Up until now, the Jew had one simple task. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Ma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what? What are you going to do? What do you want us to do? Just tell us. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, this is a tremendous transformational moment. Ma titzak elai. Don't ask me the Ma. Don't ask me the what. Ask yourself the what. What are you ready to do? How are you ready to evolve? What action are you ready to take? So maybe you need my help to get you out of the rubble a little bit. But Lamaisa, what do you stand poised to do? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this case gives Moshe Rabbeinu the answer. The Ma for you is Dab El B'nei Yisrael V'Yiso. Move. Move forward. Indifference, what a tremendous lesson and what a tremendous transformational moment for us as well. That it is so tempting in moments of crisis and so tempting in moments when you feel buried underneath the rubble of life circumstances to kind of put the whole thing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam, what are you going to do? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks lovingly back at us. And the Bnei Yehoshua looks back from Shemayim lovingly down at us. And Moshe Rabbeinu looks down lovingly back at us and says, no, wrong question. Sometimes the question in life is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do. It's what am I going to do? What do I stand ready to do in moments of crisis? What do I stand ready to change? How do I stand ready to evolve? How am I ready to move myself forward? Yeah, sometimes I need HaKadosh. Let me say that again. I always need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance in everything. But sometimes the job of the Jew is not to ask Ma of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but to ask the Ma, to ask the what of ourselves. When we find ourselves overwhelmed by life's circumstances, personally, nationally, we must simply look inward and ask ourselves, Ma, what are we ready to do to meet the challenges of life? May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the tremendous Siyata Dishmaya, the tremendous Koach, to be able to always answer that Ma. And may we, like our ancestors, find the courage, Daber al B'nei Yisrael, V'yiso, to venture forward, Emir Tzashem, into the great future that awaits each of us. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.